You're listening to the radio stations where Nevada comes to talk, and we want to hear what you have to say. Whatever's on your mind, public service announcements, lost dogs, whatever. Telephone us 775-293-1875 or on Facebook at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network or by email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com. NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com. And thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Hi, this is Todd Starnes. My show is for gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorables. 3 hours of conversation for freedom-loving patriots. And according to the CDC, it's the only known remedy for Trump derangement syndrome. I believe in God, country, and the United States Constitution. And I believe the best way to make America great again is to get the government out of our business. So join me Monday through Friday, 9 to noon, on the Todd Starnes Show on the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Friday. Good to have you with us. As I have mentioned over the last week, we have a very special announcement to make today. Today's show will be my last here on the Nevada Talk Network, at least for the time being. I'm not being fired, not being demoted, anything like that. I'm simply moving to the next challenge. And beginning Monday, I'll be hosting Afternoon Drive from 3 until 6 in Las Vegas on AM 670. AM 670 KCMQ here in Las Vegas. You can go to my website, kevinwallradio.com, and get all the details. Most importantly, though, for you, it is a site where you can listen live to Live and Local with Kevin Wall beginning 3 o'clock Monday afternoon. And I hope you'll take advantage of our Listen Live button and our Live and Local On Demand podcast. They're really great. And you can listen to yesterday's show, today's show, as of about 3 o'clock this afternoon. This is going to be like any other show, except it's going to be our final. At the end of the show, I will not do promos for Monday's show. Sorry. We're going to save Wyatt Cox a little bit of time. We'll talk more about
like that.
You mean I can just sit around and listen to Todd Starnes? Oh, that's great. Yeah, from 9 until noon, Todd Starnes. And if you don't know who he is, I don't know that much about him other than I've always liked his work on Fox News. He has an amazing sense of humor. He doesn't take himself too seriously. And he'll be with you from 9 until noon. Beginning on Monday.
Yeah. Were you not paying attention? Did you not hear the promo before the show?
I did.
You did. So see, there you know.
It was pretty cute, and it was cute.
Yeah.
It was funny. I mean, we love that kind of stuff. Anyway. You think Wyatt one more time? We can crank up the Friday song.
I think I can find it here. I think we still have it.
Oh, there it is. There it is. Get ready, folks.
What day is it? It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
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 What day is it?
It's Friday.
Oh, come on. You know better. It's Friday. It's the day we have fun. It's the day we let our hair down. And we try not to take ourselves too seriously, even on the final. Anyway, one more time. I just absolutely love that. The president had a news conference or a photo op in the Rose Garden at the White House. And I want you to listen. At least what little I heard was reasonably conciliatory. I'd like to work with the Democrats. You know, so some really positive stuff. And by the way, as a result, the Dow is up over 900 points, over 27,000. At the height of the Trump economy, the Dow sat at 29,500. It is now at 27,300. It is almost back to where it was before the pandemic and the Sisolak shutdown came up. I want to go to the Rose Garden. This was the president about an hour ago at a photo op in the Rose Garden at the White House. Here it is.
Well, thank you very much. It's a very big day for our country. It's affirmation of all the work we've been doing really for 3.5 years. This isn't just over the last few months. This is for 3.5 years. And it's a great thing. We were very strong. We had the greatest economy in the history of our country. We had the greatest economy in the history of the world. And that strength let us get through this horrible pandemic, largely through. I think we're doing really well. Vaccines, by the way, had a meeting yesterday on vaccines. We're doing incredibly well with that. I think you're going to have some very positive surprises. And therapeutics, likewise, we're doing extremely well. Cures, we're doing well. I think those two words really blend in with each other. But tremendous progress is being made on vaccines. In fact, we have ready to go in terms of transportation and logistics. We have over 2 million ready to go if it checks out for safety. And it's also, the nice part is we have four companies, I guess you could even say 7 or 8 companies that are doing some similar and some very different on the vaccine front, and some similar and some somewhat different on the therapeutic front. So tremendous progress is being made on that. And I think even without that, and I have to say, even without that, and I don't think you're going to be having to use that in the future, that statement, even without, because I think they're going to have it. But we're going to be back, and we're opening our country. And I hope that the lockdown governors, I don't know why they continue to lock down, because if you look at Georgia, if you look at Florida, if you look at South Carolina, if you look at so many different places that have opened up, I don't want to name all of them, but the ones that are most energetic about opening, they are doing tremendous business. And that this is what these numbers are all about. And you have to remember one other thing, very importantly, I think it's extremely important for you to remember that many of our states are closed or almost closed. Some of the big ones, New York, New Jersey, they'll start. They're starting now to get open, I hope. And I hope that you also use our National Guard. Call me. We'll be ready for them so fast, their heads will spin. We did it in Minnesota. In Minneapolis, we were incredible. They were ripping that place apart. I love it. We had such success there. And they were ripping it apart. And I called the governor, and the National Guard went in. And one night, it was over. You don't see the problem in Minnesota now at all, not even a little bit. You take a look at a great city, a great city, Minneapolis, and it was under siege like nobody's ever seen, where people are running from a police department, the great police, and they were told to. They didn't want to run. They were told to. It's bad governing. And I'm not blaming the governor. I'm blaming the mayor. But we want to get all of this finished. This is a great tribute. What we're announcing today is a tremendous tribute to equality. We're bringing our jobs back. You know, when we had our tremendous numbers, and when we had just prior to the China plague that floated in, we had numbers the best in history for African American, for Hispanic American, and for Asian American, and for everybody. Best for women, best for people without a diploma, young people without a diploma. I mean, so many different categories. Our numbers were the best in almost every category. We had the most people working in the history of our country, almost 160 million people. We were never even close to that. So we had things that were we were doing so well, and then it came in. But we're going to be back there. I think we're going to actually be back higher next year than ever before. And the only thing that can stop us is bad policy. Frankly, left-wing, bad policy of raising taxes and Green New Deals and all of the things that you have been writing about long and hard that will stop it like you wouldn't believe. And frankly, it's holding it back. If there were no possibility that that can happen, and I like to be an optimistic person, I think we're looking very good. I think even before today, our polls were, the polls that I've seen and the polls that we do were looking very good. But if we didn't have the possibility of having massively higher taxes like the Democrats want to do, and Green New Deals, which are totally ridiculous, frankly, ridiculous. And I'm a big environmentalist. I believe strongly in taking care of our environment. We have the cleanest air we've ever had, like over the modern era, which let's say you go back 30 years. We have the cleanest air, the cleanest water we've ever had. We're setting all sorts of really good environmental records. We're very proud of that. But the Green New Deal would kill our country. Green New Deal would have a devastating effect on the world. And it's not going to happen anyway because it's impossible for them to do it. If you ever look at what they want to do under the Green New Deal, it's like baby talk. But we are doing something that this was an important day because this shows that what we've been doing is right. And the reason it's been and is so good is because the body was strong. Our body was so powerful that we could actually close our country, save millions of lives, stop people very early on from China from coming in, because we stopped early, at the end of January, very early, people coming from China who were infected coming into our country. It was a very hard decision to make. Nobody, almost nobody wanted me to make it. I would almost say nobody wanted me to make it. But we made that indecision, and even my enemy said that was an extremely important. We saved tens of thousands of lives with that decision. So we did a lot of things, and then we really ended up with empty cupboards. We went into a ventilator period that the likes of which nobody's seen since the Second World War. We mobilized. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. And then we did tests. We're over 20 million, or very close, but I think we're over 20 million tests, more than anybody in the world. Germany is at about at 4, and South Korea is at 3.5. We're over 20. And by the way, when you do more testing, you have more cases. We have more cases than anybody because we do more testing than anybody. It's pretty simple. But this is outstanding what's happened today. Now, they thought the number would be a loss of 9 million jobs, and it was a gain of almost 3 million jobs. Nobody's ever seen anything. I think it was incredible in a couple of ways. Number one, the numbers are great, and this leads us on to a long period of growth. We'll have the greatest, we'll go back to having the greatest economy anywhere in the world, nothing close. And I think we're going to have a very good upcoming few months. I think you're going to have a very good August, very good July, but a spectacular, maybe spectacular September, but a spectacular October, November, December, and next year is going to be one of the best years we've ever had economically.
There you have it. There you have it. Oh, my God. What's going on? That was the President of the United States.
I'm trying to give you a cue. Pay attention.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You were jumping around. I thought you had ants in your pants. No, I really did. You were, like, jumping around like that. For those of you that don't know, and this is kind of inside baseball, Wyatt is the guy that spins all the buttons and does all the amazing, acute, funny stuff that makes you laugh every morning during his own show and during mine. he is in Ely. I am is sitting in a studio in Ely. I'm sitting in a studio in Las Vegas. And from time to time, I zone out. But that was a unique situation. Yeah, yeah. There goes our idea of having a perfect show for the final one. Yeah, darn it. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. More from the president coming up from the Rose Garden as we continue live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
For years now, you've heard me talking about Real Water. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. But there's more than just great taste to Real Water. There's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10WALL, all caps, no spaces, and you'll receive a 10% discount. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me. You will taste and feel this difference.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Hi, Anderson. I'm ready for my interview. Are you ready? Well, let's go. They call me AOC. It's special to be me. I'm fantastic, so enthusiastic. I have a Green New Deal. I'll tax you till you squeal. Gonna change the nation, cause it's an abomination. Are you getting this, Anderson? Let's go. Just call me AOC. There's no one quite like
me. I love it!
If you're at the tippy top,
I'll take everything you've got.
I love that. Brand new face, but my same old... And I don't even know who did that. Where is that from, Wyatt?
Turn the right buttons on. It was from another talk show, the Ross Report.
Whatever that is.
Yeah, whatever that is. But we just stumbled on that one day, and there it was.
Gotta love that. Again, Wyatt Cox, on this, the final, if you want to find out where I am going, all you have to do is just go to kevinwallradio.com. It's my website. KevinWallRadio.com, and it'll tell you all about where I'm going. And when we begin, on Monday, by the way, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, afternoon drive in Las Vegas. So if you want to check it out, feel free to do so.
Leaving us for go a back bigger to... station. See how you are.
No. It was the right move at the right time, you know? By the way, coming up a little bit later on, we're going to be joined by a guy that's become a friend of mine, Fred Weinberg. The owner of this whole place, yeah, the Nevada Talk Network and USA Radio Network. He's actually the grand poobah, so he will weigh in on what we're about to embark on, and the arrival of Todd Starnes. I will tell you this: I think you're going to like Todd Starnes.
Yeah,
I really believe that. By the way, we'll get to the president on the other side of the bottom of the hour break. Is that okay?
Yeah, we'll have to because we're almost out of time.
We are almost there. That's never stopped us before, though.
Well,
yeah.
Isn't it interesting?
I mean, why change things now?
Yeah, isn't it interesting that you and I met in the middle of a field?
Oh,
and then
I'm
still in the middle of a field. Yeah, we got 2 minutes, so we can do that.
We worked together back in it's got to be 45 years ago.
1976.
Yeah. And I was doing sports for a local radio station. I was also doing play-by-play for the local hockey team, minor league hockey team, working for the Detroit Red Wings.
The Kansas City Scouts.
Kansas City Scouts. And before that, I did the Blues.
Oh.
When they won the Adams Cup Championship. And I also did the Red Wings, which was the following year. And they weren't quite as good. But we worked out in a cornfield. And we had some really quality people. I mean, Melanie Morgan, who now is a big star in conservative politics. She's very much for the veterans, and she goes on tours all across America. She started with us in a cornfield. We had a news director that would shoot birds off the telephone poles with his rifle or his gun. It was kind of wild and crazy, but we were all growing up together.
Yeah, and we had a Sunday evening talk show host by the name of Jeff Christie.
That's right. And of course, Jeff Christie, you want to know what happened to him? We all know what happened to Wyatt and me. You know what happened to him? He became Rush Limbaugh, El Rushbo. Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hard to believe. Anyway, more on this amazing story. And Wyatt and I, like, I don't know what that is, 45 years ago, 50 years ago.
Yeah.
And now we're back working together. And now we're going to be leaving each other for a while, but who knows?
Hey.
Who knows?
Life changes.
Ain't that the truth? Stick around. More to do as we continue on this final on Live and Local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Listening to the radio, driving in your car. Radio gets results.
Here's an interesting fact. A lot of businesses try to advertise online, but the sad news is there are ad blockers that come standard in a large number of web browsers. To advertise online, well, it sounds great, but are you getting your money's worth? Radio listeners, particularly listeners to talk radio, don't block your ads. They keep right on listening. So give us a call at 775-293-1875. 775-293-1875. 800-293-1875 or through Facebook at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. You got nothing to lose but a little bit of time.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The just-released jobs report from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics indicating the jobs market's beginning to bounce back following the coronavirus pandemic.
The jobs report was a surprise to most economists, with the report beating expectations. Eleni Kara-George of the Bureau of Labor Statistics tells us,
total non-farm payroll employment rose by 2.5 million in May, and the unemployment rate declined by 13.3%. These improvements in the labor market reflected a limited resumption of economic activity that had been curtailed in March and April due to the coronavirus pandemic and efforts to contain it.
I'm John Clemens.
What could be Tropical Storm Cristobal by Sunday is expected to hit Texas or Louisiana with fierce winds and flooding rain this weekend. A tropical storm watch is already in effect for that region. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Momentum rolls on for the sport's most popular driver. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Today, Midday.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Hey there, it's Hall of Fame driver Rusty Wallace for Blue Emu. After spending nearly a quarter of a century in a race car, I know what it means to be banged up and bruised up.
As Wallace spins, Wallace...
That's why I reach for Blue Emu products to support my muscles and joints. Blue Emu is known for quality and innovation. And Blue Emu is one of the few muscle and joint brands that is 100% owned, distributed, and manufactured in the USA. For Hall of Fame relief, reach for Blue Emu. Works fast and you won't stink.
The official pain relief cream of NASCAR.
Chase Elliott has been in contention to win the last four NASCAR Cup Series races, picking up the win 9 days ago in Charlotte, while he crashed while battling for the top spot in the closing laps of last Sunday's race in Bristol. Yesterday, his solid season continued as his Hendrick Motorsports team drew pole position for this Sunday's race at the Atlanta Motor Speedway. He'll start on the front row alongside Eric Almirola. And all three NASCAR National Series are in Atlanta this weekend, kicking off with a doubleheader tomorrow with the Gander RV and Outdoor Truck Series and Xfinity Series. MRN will have live coverage of tomorrow's Gander Truck Race at 12:30 Eastern Time. Christian Eckes will start the pole. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Today Midday on the Motor Racing Network.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
One more time. I just love that. That one's got to go with me. And by the way, that's a I can't even tell you what the origin of it is, but it's just really fun. It's just really fun. Good to have you with us. We're going to get back to the president. Again, for those of you just joining us, this is my last show on the Nevada Talk Network, at least for now. The one thing I've learned about broadcasting in the state of Nevada is that nothing is forever. And as a guy, you know what's kind of weird? As a guy that has been hired and fired more times than I can count, it is nice where somebody wants your services and recruits you and all of that. It's really very cool. But for those of you that don't know.
You know what's funny? Do you remember how we came back together?
No.
I called you on your show, on the air.
Yes.
And it's like it took you a minute to realize, wait a minute.
He's still alive? He survived? Oh, my God. And it's the Wyatt Cox. I mean, how many Wyatt Coxes are there? Okay.
Yeah.
I do remember that. That's amazing. And it's amazing after all those years, and we reconnected. And just so you know, during commercial breaks and before and after the show, we sit around and we do talk about, you know, for those of you that have worked with us in the past that are within the sound of my voice, we talk about you guys all the time.
Yeah.
Just so you know. Let's get back to the president. But anyway, Todd Starnes will be sitting in this chair on Monday from 9 until noon, the full 3-hour dose. And he is funny. He is provocative. He is really a good performer. I mean, I really loved watching him on Fox News. And now that he's doing talk radio, I love him on talk radio. So you're going to love Todd Starnes coming up beginning Monday. Okay, let's get back to the president of the United States.
And if you look at the numbers, they bear it out. But we were strong. It's sort of like when you go in for an operation, if a person is healthy, we were healthy. We had the greatest economy in the world. We went in for an operation. We closed our country down. We closed it down. We saved possibly 2.5 million lives. Now, it could have been 1 million lives. I don't think anything less than that. But if you think we're at 105 million today, 105,000 today, that would mean at the lowest number, it would be 10 times that amount. And I think everybody believes the least if we went herd, as they say. And if you look at Brazil, they're having a very hard time. And by the way, they kept bringing up Sweden. It's come back to haunt Sweden. Sweden's having a terrible time. If we did that, we would have lost 1 million, 1.5 million, maybe even 2.5 million or more lives. So we're at 105,000 lives. Big move closing it up. We also closed it up to Europe. Europe became very infected from China. A gift from China, not good. They should have stopped it. They should have stopped it at the source. But it's a gift from China and a very bad gift. I will tell you that. And you do say, how come at Wuhan, where it started, and they were very badly, they were in bad trouble, but it didn't go to any other parts. It didn't go to Beijing. It didn't go to other parts of China. Then you say, how come it came out to Europe, to the world, to the United States? So it didn't go to China. They stopped it cold. They knew it was a problem. But they didn't stop it cold from coming to the United States, Europe, and the rest of the world. Somebody has to ask these questions, and we'll get down to the answer. You know, we made a great trade deal. Great. They're going to buy $250 billion worth of product. And by the way, they are online. They're doing okay. But the ink wasn't dry on that deal when the plague floated in. What's going on? A plague is floating in from China. What's going on? So the ink wasn't dry. So I guess I view the trade deal a little bit differently than I did 3 months ago. It's a great deal. I will say they are buying a lot from us, and in that way I respect. And getting along with China would be a good thing. I don't know if that's going to happen. I'll let you know. We'll let you know. I think they want to get along very much with us. But we built a tremendous thing, a tremendous power platform. So when it got ill, when we had a problem, we were able to cut it off, stop it, just like this. Stop it. Keep everyone inside. Keep them away. Keep them together, away, uninfected. And we saved millions of lives. And now we're opening, and we're opening with a bang. And we've been talking about the V. This is better than a V. This is a rocket ship. This is far better than a V. A V is wonderful. A V is this. They were talking about, will it be a V, a U, an L? They had no idea. And I was watching one of the shows, and I have great respect for the people. And they said, will it be 9 million in job losses? Will it be, what will be the number be? Will it be, are they going to report record numbers? Will we break 20%? What will the number be? And, you know, I don't know. Because we were in, and I don't think we're in that territory anymore, we were in uncharted territory. Nobody's ever had a situation like that. So the number was 9 million, and one of the people was getting, no, I think it's going to be 10 million. That's 10 million negative losses. And then somebody else said, no, we think it's going to be 8.7, 9.2. Now, everyone was right around that number. This is great geniuses, and they are. I watch them all the time, and oftentimes they're right. Warren Buffett sold airlines a little while ago. He's been right his whole life, but sometimes even somebody like Warren Buffett, I have a lot of respect for him. They make mistakes. They should have kept the airline stocks because the airline stocks went through the roof today, and others did too. The whole market went through the roof. But they said 9 million job losses, 9 million. It's what going to be? Are we going to break 20%? Are we going to break it? And then the numbers came in, and one of the folks that was reading the numbers said, wow, this is a great number. It's only 3 million job losses. And then reading it and said, you know, I don't think this, I'm not reading this right. Let me look at it again. Oh, wait a minute. This is 3 million gain almost. 3 million jobs gained. And then they shouted out, one of them sort of semi-shouted out, is this a typo? I think it was probably the greatest miscalculation in the history of business shows. The history of business shows talking about Wall Street. And that's okay. But one of the reasons we're in this position is because we had such a strong foundation. So we were able to close our country, save millions of lives, open, and now the trajectory is great. Don't forget, New York is barely included, and that's one of our big ones. California is barely included because they're not open, and they should open. By the way, the mayor of Los Angeles wants to keep this thing closed for a long time. Look at what's going on in Florida. It's incredible. The job the governor of Florida has done, it's incredible. The numbers they're doing, you've got to open it up. And you do social distancing, and you wear masks if you want, and you do things. You can do a lot of things. You're getting closer together. Even you, I notice you're starting to get much closer together. It looks much better, I must say. You're not all the way there yet, but you'll be there soon. But it's a tremendous thing that happened. And the reason it happened is because we had a really strong patient. We had a patient that was so powerful, so strong, that we could close it and open it. And I give it this analogy. Somebody told me yesterday, it was Larry Kudlow. He said, sir, this is like a hurricane. And we were worried. We didn't know, is this going to be a hurricane or a major, major recession? A major recession that's not artificially caused, because we artificially, this was artificially closed. We just said, boom, closed. And everything just stopped. And also, you know what else stopped? Big numbers on death by doing it. And that's why I had to do it. We've made every decision correctly.
That is the President of the United States in the Rose Garden. In case you're wondering, I'm tracking the Dow. It's now up 915 points, 27,197. At the height of the Trump economy, the highest it ever went was 29,500. 29,500. We are now about, 2,000 away from that high. 27,204, 29,500. That was the high watermark. Stick around. Yeah. To those of you that have 401ks, you have not been made whole yet, but you're in the process of being made whole. I think that's great. We'll get to more on this, and we'll close out our final here on the Nevada Talk Network. We'll do that and more coming up live and local now.
where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Your time is just as important as your car. So trust it to the people who are driven to perform, so you and your car can perform just as well. Grease Monkey in West Wendover, Nevada. Take it from me, they'll get your car in so fast, you'll think it's a NASCAR pit stop. Now stop by, get your oil changed in under 28 minutes, relax in their comfortable, clean waiting room, have a cup of coffee or beverage, while their pit crew certified mechanics not only change your oil, but perform a 16-point free inspection. And if they find something wrong, they can explain it to you and take care of it accurately and fast. So the next time you're heading to Wendover, turn left at that first stop sign, then turn left on Florence Way, and you're right there at Grease Monkey at Beaumark Station. They're open every day but Sunday from 9 until 5, and tell them you heard about them on the Nevada Talk Network for additional savings. They'll treat your car just like it's their own at Grease Monkey in Wendover.
Thanks for listening to Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates from the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For over 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, and Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you're listening to KNNT 98.5 FM. In Hawthorne, Nevada, you're hearing us on KAVB 98.7 FM. In Fallon, you're listening to KNVR 102.5 FM. In the Amargosa Valley, you're hearing us over KPKK 101.1 FM. And in Pahrump, you're listening to us on KPVM Television, channel 25.6. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
There is good news. We will recover. We will thrive if we act now. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. I'm not a professional politician. I'm a 20-year military veteran and a successful business owner. I know how to balance a budget, secure a border, and help President Trump revive our economy. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. Join SamPetersForCongress.com. Remember, Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Hi, this is Todd Starnes. My show is for gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorables. 3 hours of conversation for freedom-loving patriots. And according to the CDC, it's the only known remedy for Trump derangement syndrome. I believe in God, country, and the United States Constitution. And I believe the best way to make America great again is to get the government out of our business. So join me Monday through Friday, 9 to noon, on the Todd Starnes Show on the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm
crazy.
I'm going to beat Joe Biden.
Crazy.
If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
Crazy.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate. Look me over. If you like what you see, help out. If not, vote for the other guy. Give me a look, though, okay?
Crazy for thinking.
You're a lion dog-faced pony soldier.
I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying. And I'm crazy for loving.
you gotta love it. You gotta love it. This is something I'm really gonna miss. Now to a guy who has become not only a friend but a mentor of sorts. He is Fred Weinberg. He owns USA Radio Network and the Nevada Talk Network. He knows radio from the ground up, mom and pop daytimers to ownership of major market radio stations in markets like Dallas and Chicago. He and I survived several Basque fries, you know, Adam Laxalt's thing, in a camper or RV. One year we talked with a bunch of the presidential wannabes like Ted Cruz and Dr. Ben Carson. The Corley Ranch will never, ever, ever be the same. Most importantly, Fred Weinberg put his faith in a radio program called Live and Local Now, and for that I will always be grateful. And he joins us on our final show. Fred, how are you doing, my friend?
Well, I'm doing fine, but I wouldn't write off unless you got a contract provision with your new guy. I wouldn't write off this next Basque fry unless we have to social distance.
Oh my God! Hey, the good thing is, Fred, we are both relatively young men. Well, I mean, if you compare us to like...
Well, I distinctly remember you when the first one, you never worked with us before.
Yeah.
And I was you sure looked up work. About 2 hours into it and said, we're 2 hours into it, it's been flawless, we can still screw it up. I said, no, you can still screw it up.
And I probably did.
Who do you think you're dealing with?
Well, we are both relatively young men, and especially if you compare us to Methuselah, who was like, what, 969 years old?
Yeah,
somehow, I think you and I will work together again, making more great radio, and I hope it's sooner rather than later. But we have had a load of fun. And by the way, you have set up a technology with Skype and all of this where we can do this crazy thing every day from 9 until 10 at least. Me from Las Vegas, Ely operating and sending out to all the Nevada Talk Network stations. And the dumb thing is, it works.
Well, yeah, you expected it wouldn't. I mean, I did have you on the air from the Corley Ranch 4 hours every Saturday that, you know, we did that. And I don't think we ever screwed it up, did we?
I don't think we did.
I'm pretty sure not. So you're going to be up against our good friend Wayne Allen Root.
Yeah.
In Las Vegas. So my question is, how do you... how are the sports books going to deal the prop bets? Are they going to do it by ratings? Or
I don't know. But
who punches who out first?
No. The deal is, he was on my show yesterday, and we promised that although we would be competing against each other, we'd still be friends. He and I essentially gave him his start just as a guest. And we parlayed that into him getting an hour show at night, and then he became nationally syndicated with USA Radio Network. Thank you very much, Fred Weinberg. It's incredible. It's incredible. Wayne and I are going to remain friends. We're going to compete like cats and dogs for ratings, probably. But what the heck, you know? That's what's radio about.
I smell a great set of prop bets coming up.
I do too. Hey, tell me this. You write every week, and I got to ask you, I mean, the Dow's up over 900. The unemployment actually went down, not up as they suspected. Can you tell me what's going on in America right now?
As is usual, the experts were wrong. When have they ever been right?
I was just going to say.
I have a very close friend who I expect to walk into this office any minute. You can guess who it is, who by trade is an economist. And I always tell him, economists were put on the earth to make astrologers look good. You know, the fact is, America's top, I think Daniel Henninger in the Wall Street Journal put it best, and I'm paraphrasing, America's tolerance for being locked down is just about at its end point. And if people want to work, people want to do things, people don't like sitting around the house. And then that's what's showing up. You know, I always love it when when people say, oh, we're making it profitable for people not to work and stay home. Who wants to stay home and not work? Give me a break.
Nope. We'll tell you this. I have already talked with people across the state who tell me that they did not go back to work because it is too easy. Instead of making 250, we had a caller named Chris said, I make 250 a week in a restaurant. I can make 1,000 a week sitting home, getting my $400 good. And my $600 federal subsubsity. And they're staying good. Home. The good thing is it runs out.
The good thing is it's a small group of people, relatively speaking. It's not like this is America. You know, when I hear that, people don't like to do things. They want to sit at home and do nothing. That's nonsense. You know, by and large, the American people don't put up. It's like the rioting. And by the way, that's not protesting. That's rioting. There's a big difference. You think the average American wants to put up with that nonsense?
Of course not. Of course not. By the way,
you and I are average Americans.
I would say so. It is absolutely incredible to me that this has been allowed to happen. And now the president is calling out governors and asking them to stand strong.
And now the morons in Minneapolis, and full disclosure, we own a radio station there. Now the morons, they want to defund the police. Hey, here's an idea. Why don't you make sure they're defunded when somebody comes for you?
Ain't that the truth? Hey, Fred, it has been an amazing run. Thank you so much, my friend. I'll let you go. I know you're busy. I know you got your radio empire keeps growing exponentially.
I want to go home and do nothing.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Thank you so much, my friend. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Talk to you later.
All righty. That's Fred Weinberg, the owner of USA Radio Network and the Nevada Talk Network. Finally, I want to take just a minute to thank our many listeners in great communities all across the state of Nevada, like Battle Mountain and Reno and Amargosa Valley, Hawthorne, et cetera, Pahrump, just to name a few. Next Monday, Todd Starnes will take over the 9 till noon slot. He is a former Fox News personality who has really an incredible sense of humor. I mean, this guy is funny. Even his promos. Have you been listening to his promos that have been running on the station? The promos are funny. That's what's so incredible. He's a former Fox News personality. He has a unique view of the world. And I think you'll come to like his show. And I hope you'll give him a chance and you'll tune in on Monday at 9 a.m. and give him a good listen. So, again, thanks for an amazing run. I will not be far away. Make sure you check out my new gig next Monday, 3 till 6 on AM 670 KCMQ here in Las Vegas. Until we join you next time, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your weekend, would you please? Live and local now.